Okay, so we're joined by part one of the special podcast brought to you by Able Radio. I'm now in the Scottish Consortium office based up in Glasgow, and we're with the director of the Scottish Consortium for Learning Disabilities, Lisa Kirkus. Hi, Lisa.
Hello, Michael.
So can you tell us firstly what is SCLD all about?
Well, SCLD is about improving the lives of people with learning disabilities and their families. And a very important thing is that it's about working with people to do that. So we're an organisation that was set up back in 2001 now by Scottish Government. And what we actually do is to work with a whole range of people, local authorities, people in government, people in health boards, and try and support them to make changes that will make services more accessible and a better quality of life for people with learning disabilities. And there's lots of different ways that we do that: training, information and research.
So you said that you're funded by the Scottish Government. Can you just expand on that a wee bit more?
Yeah, well, what happened 10 years ago is that they brought out this policy for people with learning disabilities called The Same As You, about the things that needed to change to make people's lives better. And so they decided that rather than government leading on all that work, they would set up an organisation in the voluntary sector to help bring that work about. So our main contract, our main funding, comes directly from Scottish Government to do just that. That's only now about half of the money that we have, and the rest of the money we get to run a specific project. So for example, from a different part of Scottish Government, the part that's concerned with employment, we've had a project to try and improve the employment opportunities of people with learning disabilities. We have another separately funded project to collect statistics about numbers of people with learning disabilities in Scotland, so that people can plan on the basis of knowing how many people there are, and so on. So we also, like a lot of organisations, get money to do different projects. Quite a lot of our money, though, does come from Scottish Government, but we also get funding sometimes from grants that we may apply for, or from people for whom we might deliver a service, like a local authority.
Now, you've got 12 different organisations or partners. Can you tell us a bit about these partners?
Yes, certainly. So there are different sorts of partners. They're the people who came together originally and said, yes, they would join together to carry out this work. So there are some university partners. That they include the universities of Dundee, of St Andrews and of Glasgow. And we have some provider organisations who provide services for people with learning disabilities, but they're really in the consortium because of their other work, the work that they do to campaign and to improve services. So that includes Capability Scotland and Enable Scotland, for example, and also Key Housing. And then another group of partners are partners who work with families and people with disabilities. So Down Syndrome Scotland, for example, that has a big family membership. A self-advocacy organisation of people with learning disabilities that used to be called Quality Action Group and is now part of Central Advocacy Partners. And then we have a few partners who offer very specific skills. There's ARC, which is largely a provider of training to small provider organisations. The British Institute for Learning Disabilities, which is our only partner from down south, and rather similar to ourselves, they provide training and campaigning work, and Badaguish, which is in the rural north of Scotland, and they're an outdoor centre for particularly for people with complex needs. And then, of course, I think I may have mentioned PAMIS, which is an organisation that does everything that's needed for families of people with profound and multiple learning disabilities.
Yeah. So SLG's a board of directors again. Can you tell us a bit about them and who's on the board? And
well, the great relief is, having told you all the partners, I don't need to tell you the members of the board, because it's those partners who form our board. So because SCLD is an independent organisation of all these partners, we're registered as a charity, as you'd expect, and also a limited company. And the way our board is set up, there are two members of elected by each of those partner organisations. But one particular condition that we keep to, which was actually a request from Scottish Government, is that half our board are people with learning disabilities and family carers.
Oh.
So that's a very important part of the way that we work.
Yeah. Now, you've also got Crosskeys as well. Are they on the board, or are they separate? Or?
No, they're the same. So a member of, because we're a charity and a company, our board members are both directors of the company and trustees of the charity. That's how it works.
And finally, Lisa, you said to us at the top of the interview about the same as you, the view. Can you just give us information on how people would go about finding the same as you on the web?
Yes, certainly. So the same as you review, as it's called, the same as you, which was called a review of services for people with learning disabilities. You can either find that through the SCLD website, and that's probably the best way, which is www.scld.org.uk, or you could also find it on the Scottish Government website. And just a small advert that actually we've just been reviewing the review. We've been evaluating the same as you, because it's 10 years old now. And so keep your eyes peeled for a new strategy. We're hoping that the evaluation will come out quite soon, before Christmas, and following on from that, there's going to be a public consultation and a new strategy. So same as you too, but we don't have a name for it yet. But that's going to say that the principles of the same as you, about including everyone and giving everyone a voice, are right. But what we need to see is, we need to see it happening more.
And can I just ask you, finally, how are you getting on with the view? Is it going the way that you wanted it to go?
Yeah, we've really enjoyed it, because we've been out and about across four areas of Scotland, speaking to people with learning disabilities and their families, about 100 people in all. And that's been really interesting, hearing what they've got to say. We've enjoyed writing it up. And there's a group of representatives of all the different places, you know, family carers, of health boards and so on, who are sitting down with us, thinking about what gaps we've found and what needs to happen next. And that's a really good process, and we're looking forward to sharing it with everybody who has an interest in this area, and getting agreement and sign up for the next phase.
So if you're in Scotland and want to get involved, the website is www.scld.org.uk.
Yes.
So thanks for your time today, Lisa.
Thank you.